The 25th word. The miraculousness of the Quran. While there is a perpetual miracle like the Quran, searching for further proof appears to my mind as superfluous. While there is a proof of reality like the Quran, would silencing those who deny it weigh heavily on my heart? A reminder. At the start, our intention was to write this word in the form of 5 lights. But at the end of the first light, we were compelled to write extremely fast in order to print it in the old Ottoman script. On some days even we wrote 20 to 30 pages in 2 or 3 hours. Therefore, writing 3 lights in a brief and concise manner, we have for now abandoned the last 2. I hope that my brothers will look fairly and with tolerance at any faults and defects, difficulties and mistakes, which may be attributed to me. Most of the verses in this treatise of the miraculousness of the Quran have either been the cause of criticism by atheists, or have been objected to by scientists, or have been the subject of doubt and misgiving by Satans among jinn and men. Thus, this 25th word has explained the truths and fine points of those verses in such a way that the very points which the atheists and scientists imagined to be faults have been proved according to scholarly principles to be flashes of miraculousness and the sources of the perfections of the Quran's eloquence. In order not to cause aversion, decisive answers have been given without mentioning their doubts. Only, in the first station of the 20th word their doubts have been stated concerning 3 or 4 verses, like, and the mountains, its pegs, Quran, 78-7. And the sun runs its course, Quran, 36-38. Also, although this treatise of the miraculousness of the Quran was written very concisely and with great speed, with regard to the science of rhetoric and sciences of Arabic, it is explained in a way so learned and profound and powerful that it has caused wonder to scholars. Although everyone who studies it will not understand all the matters discussed, there is a significant share for everyone in this garden. In spite of the defects in the phraseology and manner of expression due to its being written very fast and under confused conditions, it explains the truth and reality of most important matters. Saeed Nursi. The miraculousness of the Quran. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Say, if all mankind and all jinn were to come together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like of it, even if they were to help and support each other. Quran 17-88. Of the innumerable aspects of the miraculousness of the all-wise Quran of miraculous exposition, the treasury of miracles and greatest miracle of Muhammad peace and blessings be upon him, I have pointed out close on 40 in my Arabic treatises, in the Arabic Risale I-Nur, in my Quranic commentary called Isharat al-Ijaz Signs of Miraculousness, and in the preceding 24 words. Now I shall explain to a degree only 5 of those aspects and include within them briefly the other aspects, and in an introduction give a definition of the Quran and indicate its nature. Introduction. The introduction consists of 3 parts. First part. What is the Quran? How is it defined? Answer. As is explained in the 19th word and proved in other words, the Quran is the pre-eternal translator of the mighty book of the universe, the post-eternal interpreter of the various tongues reciting the verses of creation, the commentator of the book of the worlds of the seen and the unseen, the revealer of the treasuries of the divine names hidden in the heavens and on the earth, the key to the truths concealed beneath the lines of events, the tongue of the unseen world in the manifest world, the treasury of the post-eternal favors of the most merciful and of the pre-eternal addresses of the most holy, which come from the world of the unseen beyond the veil of this manifest world. It is the sun, foundation, and plan of the spiritual world of Islam, the sacred map of the worlds of the hereafter, the expounding word, lucid exposition, decisive proof, and clear interpreter of the divine essence, attributes, names, and functions. It is the instructor of the world of humanity, the light and water of Islam, the macro-anthropos, the true wisdom of mankind, and the true guide and leader urging humanity to prosperity and happiness. It is a both a book of law, and a book of prayer, and a book of wisdom, and a book of worship, and a book of command and summons, and a book of invocation, and a book of thought, and a unique, comprehensive sacred book comprising many books to which recourse may be had for all the needs of all mankind. It is a revealed scripture resembling a sacred library which offers treatises suitable for all the various ways and different paths of all the saints and the veracious ones and the wise and the learned, which is appropriate for the illuminations of each way and enlightens it, and is suitable for the course of each path and depicts it. Second part and complement to the definition. As is explained and proved in the 12th word, since the Quran has come from the sublime throne and the greatest name, and from the highest degree of each name, it is God's word in regard to his being sustainer of all the worlds. It is a divine decree through his title of God of all beings. It is an address in the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. It is a conversation in respect of absolute dominicality. It is a pre-eternal discourse on account of universal divine sovereignty. It is a notebook of the favors of the Most Merciful from the point of view of all-embracing, all-encompassing divine mercy. It is a collection of addresses at the start of which are certain ciphers in respect of the tremendousness of divine majesty. And through its descent from the comprehensiveness of the greatest name, it is a holy scripture full of wisdom which looks to and inspects all sides of the sublime throne. It is because of this mystery that with complete fitness the title of the Word of God has been given to the Quran, and is always given. After the Quran comes the level of the books and scriptures of the other prophets. However, those other innumerable divine words are each in the form of inspiration made manifest through a special regard, a partial title, a particular manifestation, a particular name, a special dominicality, a particular sovereignty, a special mercy. The inspirations of the angels and man and the animals vary greatly with regard to universality and particularity. Third part. The Quran is a revealed scripture which contains in summary the books of all the prophets, whose times were all different, the writings of all the saints, whose paths are all different, and the works of all the purified scholars, whose ways are all different. Its six aspects are all brilliant and refined of the darkness of doubts and skepticism. Its point of support is certain heavenly revelation and the pre-eternal word. Its aim and goal is self-evidently eternal happiness. Its inner aspect is clearly pure guidance. Its upper aspect is necessarily the lights of belief. Its lower aspect is undeniably evidence and proof. Its right aspect is evidently the surrender of the heart and conscience. Its left aspect is manifestly the subjugation of the reason and intellect. Its fruit is indisputably the mercy of the Most Merciful and the realm of paradise. And its rank and desirability are assuredly accepted by the angels and man and the jinn. Each of the attributes in these three parts concerning the Quran's definition have been proved decisively in other places, or they will be proved. Our claims are not isolated. Each may be proved with clear proofs.